forms our ideas and shapes our views. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, this is the time I really want. Hopefully they're going to pick that up. I hope our producer will pick that up. Oh, there we are. Thank you so very much. And, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you about the all-day conference we're going to have on the 25th of October. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. Should be a great program. Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be here. Will Grigg, Tom Horn of Ashley Moat, and I'll be giving a talk as well. For serving lunch, you're going to need a reservation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. They're going to have reservations. Why, they'll only hold, of course, the block of rooms until the 25th of September. And then, of course, we have a great new 4-CD set on the swine flu vaccine. A great new 4-CD set on the shock. And, of course, this is the book that's having such a profound impact on Christendom. Sold 5 million copies. Totally heretical, and you need to understand what is really saying. Certainly, if you haven't yet seen the DVD on Mercury Autism, the Global Vaccine Campaign, why, of course, we have that. Dr. David Ayoub, it's got an extra CD-ROM in there with 1,000 or more pages of notes, documents. The fact the government knows they're poisoning our children. They know they're poisoning our children, and they're doing it anyway. And then, of course, we have Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. We have a 4-CD set on vaccine update 2009, right up to date. A 4-tape set or CD set on the Gardasil vaccine. Oh, so much of Radio Liberty. Let me suggest Neil Miller's wonderful little book on Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? His little book on autism. It's the congressional hearings you never heard about because they were suppressed by the media. And then, of course, his major book, the Vaccine Safety Manual. All of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. And you know, I think we're having an effect. It's said that almost half the American people are not going to take the swine flu. 60% of the doctors say they're not going to take it because they don't think it's safe. And it hasn't been proven to be safe. And certainly, this whole thing is a scam, and the question is it to cover up something else? The collapse of our currency, what's happening economically, the coming war with Iran. I'm not sure what it's all about. Maybe it's population control, and they're going to put statins in there and destroy the lives of countless millions of American children. We're dealing with organized evil. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a proper...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On lending, that's the large banks, the small banks. Well, the Fed is actually paying the small banks not to lend money. But you can't let the public know that. Well, of course, this is a multifaceted situation. And So basically, the whole Obama healthcare bill is aimed at rationing access to healthcare. And I was simply talking, and I referred earlier to a program we did last night. And if you have access to the Internet, go up to RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you will find my interview last night with Dr. David Janda. And he goes into the background of what is in the stimulus bill. Now, nobody's telling the American people. I've never heard anybody else tell the American people what was in the stimulus bill. That's where the death paddles are. They already have been enacted. $1 billion have been appropriated. The doctors who hate individuals and the Hippocratic Oath have been appointed, including a doctor, Ezekiel Emanuel, the chief medical advisor to the President of the United States. He's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who's the chief of staff there. And Dr. Emanuel has written extensively about the Hippocratic Oath, which of course suggests that doctors, you know, should try to save the lives of their patients. And Zeke Emanuel is infuriated with that. He says that the big problem we have is doctors are wedded to the Hippocratic Oath. They want to save the lives of their children. He belongs to an institute that supports Dr. Kevorkian and euthanasia. Do you really want to turn your health care and the health care of your children over to people who believe in euthanasia and population control? The panel is there. It's the federal, Coordinating Council on Evaluation of Research Evaluation, and we're going to be right back here. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We'd like your views on really whatever you want to talk about. I was just talking about the healthcare legislation they're trying to get through, which will be used for population control, to restrict access to healthcare, especially for the aged, to lay out a series of what will be done and what will not be done, and doctors will be required to withhold care from their patients because the federal council has deem that, and the doctor will face fines or imprisonment if he tries to do what he thinks is best for the individual patient. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I was just reading an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, and although I realize that Wall Street Journal is certainly controlled by the same establishment that controls the liberal elements, the New York Times, the Washington Post, at least there's some interesting articles in the Wall Street Journal, and one of them was pointing out that certainly the Obama plan suggests that what we need is an additional plan. The last plan, the Medicare plan, did not work. It didn't work because there isn't enough money there to pay for it, and if we do not cut back on Medicare, why are we going to curse the, we'll never get our budget under control. So what's the solution? Why, it's to expand the already failed Medicare program that there's not enough money to finance, and somehow that's going to solve the problem. The analogy they used was the fellow who goes to the restaurant and says the food here is terrible. You can't eat this food. It's so terrible. And not only that, but the portions are too small. Well, this is exactly what they're saying. We already have a failed health care plan. Medicare is costing too much. We don't have enough money to pay for it. There's not enough money to come in. We're going to have to cut back further and further on this. And so what are we going to do when we already have one failed health care plan? We're going to have expand the failed health care plan. But this is really all about, in my estimation, population control. And, of course, certainly the death panels are in the stimulus bill. And so when they actually say, well, of course, you know, the death panels are not in the health care bill. No, they're not in the health care bill. They've already been enacted. And the fact that you've never read that, you've never read about the Federal Coordinating Council, the Federal Coordinating Council, and I want you to go up on the Internet and just type that in, Federal Coordinating Council, Dr. David Janda. Janda rhymes with panda, so it's easy to remember. Federal Coordinating Council, remember FCC. and Dr. David Janda, and you'll come up with the entire speech, where he tells you how these panels are there. The people are already sitting on the panels. There are 15 of them. They've appropriated $1,000 for the death panels, which are to regulate the practice of medicine across this country. And so they, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Doctors are just going to quit. I mean, they're not going to put up with this. Anybody who's in a position to quit will. In fact, right now, certainly many nurses are making far better, more money than the average general practitioner, who not only, you know, is restricted in the amount of money he can make if he's taking Medicare payments, but he has to pay his malpractice, he has to pay his other things. And nurses sometimes are making $100,000 a year. Doctors are not making an adequate sum of money, and young people are not going into medicine. We're going to create a, well, you have to understand the real purpose of everything going on today is to make America into a second world nation, perhaps a third world nation. We've seen how effective they were in destroying a first world country like Zimbabwe. They did this intentionally. They did this purposely. They know what they're doing. In fact, already they're writing about how certainly living standards are going down in the United States. But it's not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And when you understand that, when you read the plan, and you can read it in the Earth Charter, it's all very obvious. Well, we're getting some calls. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But everybody was incensed when one of the Republican congressmen shouted out, you're lying, it's a lie. And yet Barack Obama kept saying over and over in his speech, these people are lying to you. So it's all right for him to call people, the Republicans and people who are critical of him, a liar. But when a congressman made that statement out loud, and why, of course, he is a terrible individual. Now they'll target him. They'll destroy him politically. They'll vilify him in the media. Why? Well, he said that Barack Obama was lying, and he was telling the truth. Well, let's go to Mark, who's calling from Ohio. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, as well as can be expected under the dire circumstances. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I really believe that the division and distraction are the two, it's the right and the left, the combination punch that this current administration is using. But, of course, it's in tandem with all the rest of the politicians in Washington, D.C., or most of them, I should say.
Well, what you're suggesting, they're playing games with our minds, and the conservative, liberal, right, left, Democrat, Republican. Sure, it's a game. It's simply for the entertainment of the people.
Yeah, and they're focusing on the issues that they've been trying to get people to focus and divide over the past 30 years, abortion, the new immigration controversies and stuff like that. What amazes me...
No, don't forget homosexuality.
And homosexuality. Right. And what amazes me is that people get all up in arms about tax dollars going to fund abortion, but they remain blissfully ignorant about the fact that our tax dollars supports Israel, Israel's enemies, armies all over the world that kill other armies and other nations. I mean, people never talk about that. They don't want to know about it. And to me, it's just willful stupidity that people can focus on three issues and three issues only, and everything else can fall what may. Everything else can just go by the by. But if we gain our victories in those three areas, or if they appease us and make us think we've won a victory, we'll shut up.
Well, you know, I think one of the most beautiful examples of what you're talking about is what's going on in Afghanistan today. I mean, we have been in Afghanistan almost 8 years now, and we're entering our eighth year in Afghanistan. And basically, I mean, how does this little band of Taliban able to combat the mightiest nation in the world? Well, basically, the Taliban is being funded. Who's funding the Taliban? Why, of course, the Pakistani ISI, their intelligence agency. And who's funding the Pakistani ISI? Why, the Pakistani government. And who's funding the Pakistani government? We are. And it's just exactly what we did in Vietnam when we gave money to the Russians, who gave money to the North Vietnamese, who gave money to the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. It's deja vu all over again. And you're absolutely right. Nobody ever points these things out that are so so it should be so obvious, and the people ought to be up in arms, but we're arguing about abortion. I think abortion is terrible. I'm totally pro-life. I believe God's going to bring judgment on this, but they focus our attention on the wrong issues.
I had brought up on another show on just in, here in Central Ohio, the fact that this was back during before it was decided who was going to be the Republican and Democratic nominees. And I brought up the fact that the U.S. supports Israel and her enemies. And I was endorsing Ron Paul at the time. And somebody called in after me and they said, how can he say that? Our tax dollars have brought peace to the Middle East the past 30 years. And I'm thinking, you're so delusional. They just can't conceive of the it's like when truth hits them in the face, it knocks them on their backside. They get up, dust themselves off, and they try to go on with any irrational argument they can. And I'm just appalled by it. And the thing with the speech, I applaud, but then I'm appalled at what that congressman said. I applaud him for saying it, but I'm appalled that he apologized later. It's like I'm waiting for somebody to say the truth and say, I will not apologize. You know, I mean, I'm not condemning him for what he did, for apologizing later, but it's like, come on, somebody, please, speak your mind, stick to it, and quit backing down.
Well, I think what happened, Mark, was that the leaders of the Republican Party, you know, just ganged up on him and said how terrible it is. You know, you're going to give the Republicans a bad name. You're just embarrassing all of us. And he didn't say, look, he is a liar. He was calling us a liar. Listen to his speech. Yep. Read the speech over and over again. He basically called the Republicans, anybody who disagreed with them, a liar. He said it isn't true. And then, of course, when this man, mostly, I wouldn't have done it. I went to a meeting just recently. I had to bite my tongue to keep quiet, but I did. He's emotional, and I understand why he did what he did. And I agree with you. He shouldn't have apologized, but he was, I'm sure, tremendous pressure from the Republicans, who, you know, if he didn't go along with them, they would target and destroy him. They're probably going to target and destroy him anyway. Yeah. They will target and destroy anybody who tells the truth. What we need is men of integrity. What we need is men with hair on their chest back there.
Yes. To me, it's right. He's in the same classification as the guy that threw the two shoes at Bush when Bush was over in Iraq.
and of course, they sent him to jail for several years for throwing the shoes. But I think he's probably a hero over in Iraq.
My
telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got anything you'd like to say, give us a call. And go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, it was on one of the other shows this week, they mentioned about that guy in Iraq. He's getting treated like a king now. He's been given a house, cars. Some father offered to give him his daughter. Not that I approve of that, but, you know, that's their way of showing gratitude. So, anyhow, I'm just glad the guy said what he said, and I'm thinking there's probably a lot of congressmen that thought, man, I wish I would have had the guts to say that myself.
Well, what we need is more congressmen who are willing to fight the establishment. I really encourage that over 280 congressmen have signed Ron Paul's resolution to investigate the Fed, and believe me, all the pressure is being put on to prevent that from taking place. So there are a lot of good things happening that people are beginning to wake up. They know something's wrong. And Mark, you just keep calling those radio stations back there in Ohio, and you're welcome to call here anytime.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, thanks very much. And we'll be back in just a moment. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, we've got Rex calling from Louisiana. Hi, Rex. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. First, I'd just like to comment. I've been pretty steady calling into local talk radio in and around Louisiana and Houston area. It kind of combines where I'm at. There's just a kind of a hodgepodge of population there. And it seems like it's starting to be effective. I was wondering, I hadn't heard anything lately on how Mr. Lindsey Williams is doing. I really enjoy listening to him and his information. You doing okay?
Yes, I talked to him just within the last week. And Lindsey's in good health. He sounds great. He's on a vacation right at the present time. And I want you to know that he and I are cooking up something. but I'm not at liberty to tell you what it is. And certainly he's walking a fine line. I mean, he's the man who blew the whistle on the establishment, talked excessively about the energy non-crisis, and certainly his book caused some very, very serious problems. Some people, I'm sure, at a very high level within the conspiracy wanted to do him in. Fortunately, he's still with us. But he did tell us, and those of you who don't, you probably may or may not remember, but we got together, I think it was in early July, very early in July, and it was that time he'd been forced to take down his website. All the copies of his book had disappeared off the Internet. There was only one. That was $1,995.95. $1,995.95 for the only book copy of The Energy Nine Crosses on the Internet. I went and asked Lindsay what had happened. He told me that he had been under tremendous pressure. He had actually been forced to take down his Internet site and not to talk about the all the oil that's up there off the North Slope of Alaska, because the establishment just gave him an offer he couldn't refuse, sort of like the offer they gave to Jack Ruby. That's the reason he actually killed that Jack Ruby actually killed Lee Harvey Oswald. But anyway, Lindsay told me at that time, though, that he'd been told what was going to happen, that the price of oil was going to fall. Now, at that time, the price of oil was well over $140 a barrel. I think it went up to about $144 before it fell. But he told me all the things that were going to happen, and we worked together, and he was able to go ahead and put the information out, and we reached people all across the country. And I think a lot of people didn't believe that the price of oil could possibly fall, or that we would have this terrible economic collapse. And I really described this all in my October 2008 newsletter, available at RadioLiberty.com. You can just go and read it. That's October 2008. At RadioLiberty.com. But basically, Lindsay said, well, he didn't really have anything new to talk about, but I'm hoping in maybe a month to 6 weeks we will have something new to talk about. But Lindsay is in good health, and I'm grateful for that.
Great. Well, sir, I just want to thank you for the advice you gave me about the Lyndon LaRouche people. I put that to use. I prayed on it, and I am no longer around those folks. And I really feel like that victory is near, but the enemy is going to keep bearing down on us even more.
Well, I think that the LaRouche followers, most of them are well motivated, but it's very much like a cult. And although much of the information is accurate, there's enough information there that's inaccurate that you'll end up being discredited sooner or later. Hey, hang on there for just a moment, and I'll let you go. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Rex calling from Louisiana asking about Lindsay Williams. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, you know, everyone out there just doing God's will and God's work and hanging tough and being persecuted mostly by their family, who their close family might call them crazy or they have reservations about them. Hold firm. You're being tested, and the payoff is going to be good.
Amen to that. God bless them. Thanks very much for calling. That was Rex from Louisiana. Let's go to Bob, who's calling from Spokane. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Oh, great, Dr. Stan. Thank you for all your efforts. You're a true patriot. You know, I was really excited about Charlie Sheen and Infowars.com, how Alex Jones and him are, you know, with the 20 questions for the president. I'm really excited about that. I think that will open up some eyes.
Well, is that real? I've heard some talk.
Of
that
course
this
it's
was
real.
All I know is that I read one article that said that this really was a scam. Now,
they forgot through a little glitch, they forgot to have at the bottom of the thing that it was a hypothetical thing.
Okay, it was a hypothetical.
It
was his questions, but President Obama wasn't actually there.
No, it was a hypothetical thing
was
going to be, and right at the end, but through a computer glitch, as Alex has said, Murphy's Law, it didn't get on there. So he got it was overblown how you can't. This guy Charlie Sheen is unbelievable.
Well,
this man is a patriot.
I'm not questioning him. You know, and here's one of the things that you find people on the right and the left are totally in agreement on. And when we're in agreement, we've got to give him credit. And I will give Charlie Sheen tremendous credit. He risked everything to bring out the information. And I concur with you totally.
Yes. And I'm still very disappointed with Chuck and Larry Bates on their News and Views. I'm pretty much convinced that they're insiders because they refuse to believe when Ron Paul was running for office, they would never endorse him. I think them guys are insiders. I don't trust them at all. I think they're on the take. Just like every time O'Reilly gets on there, he calls Charlie Sheen a pinhead. And that's all they know how to do is to smear and discredit them. But I'm boycotting Chuck Bates and Larry Bates. I think they're insiders. I don't know. They're insiders. They don't make any sense.
We don't.
They don't believe. They don't look at the evidence. What do they want?
Well, I think, Bob, you have to realize that sometimes good people can be mistaken. And I will tell you that it took me a couple of years after the September 11th attack to finally be willing to admit that somebody had taken those buildings down with explosives. I didn't want to believe that. In fact, I wrote extensively about how it was very obvious that the government knew the attack was coming and concealed information on that and did everything they could to deceive the American people. But I didn't want to believe. And it really wasn't until I finally watched Building 7 come down about a half a dozen times, and I said, you know, there's just no question that that's controlled demolition. If that's controlled demolition, the rest of it's controlled demolition. So I don't, you know, criticize people who I don't know are necessarily on the other side. Good people can be mistaken. An awful lot of our religious leaders, good people, God-fearing people, are mistaken. And our job is to try to reach them, not attack them, but try to educate them. You could be right, but certainly we can't say what their motivation is. All we can say is, I believe that they're wrong, and you believe they're wrong, and anybody who watches Building 7 come down and sees the center of that building collapse initially. And then, of course, the base of the building goes up in a cloud of smoke. Obviously, this is controlled demolition. And if that was a controlled demolition, then, of course, the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. And we actually have so many DVDs now that show it coming down. There's no question. And then when you stop and realize 1,100 bodies were never found. They were just vaporized along with the furniture, along with the cement. How could you vaporize cement by simply pancaking it? You can't. So
you might. Well, actually, you know, well, I'm sure you're aware of architects and engineers. They have over 850 architects and engineers on a new investigation because steel frame buildings that never collapse. It's just a lie. It's a scam. Like Eisenhower said, it's the military-industrial complex. And the only reason we're in Afghanistan, I've understood, is because of the heroin. And they make $500 billion a year that they funnel back into the banking system through the phony Federal Reserve, the private phony Federal Reserve. But people don't even look. I've tried to call them, they boo-coo you, and they dislike O'Reilly and those thieves at Fox. They call you pinheads, they call you kook. Like Flush Limbaugh called some guy today, I think it was one of Alex Jones' guys called in. They call him kook.
Well,
that's all they know.
Bob,
like John,
what you have to
John
understand.
John McShane's daughter was on The View. She was making fun of Charlie Sheen.
Well, Bob, first of all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
I suggest people call News and Views and see what their problem is, why they can't see the truth. I think they're insiders, and they better prove me otherwise, because they badmouth Ron Paul, just like Baxter. He's like, they're like, I don't know. You got somebody on your side. I don't know. All right. Thanks a lot.
God bless you. I never get tired of hearing Kate Smith sing God Bless America. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest for the afternoon, Michael Perutkes. Always a pleasure to have Michael with us, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, one of our favorite guests is with us. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, it's a privilege to be with you. Thank you, and I apologize for the technical difficulties that made me a little late. But
those things happen in the best of families. Anyway, we got you here, and that's what's important. So for those of you who don't know Michael Perutka, why, he, of course, heads the Institute on the Constitution. He supports Radio Liberty. And, of course, he's on the front lines of this battle, trying to rekindle that a knowledge and understanding of the Constitution, which is the law of our land. Now, there are people who hate the Constitution because it guarantees freedom. It limits the power of government so that people can be free, and liberty and limited government go together. Tyranny and total government also go together, and we're heading towards total government. But the people who want a dictatorship in America, if they don't like our form of government, they ought to either leave, or what they ought to do is, of course, amend the Constitution. But they're not doing that. So basically, they're simply violating the law. They're subversive. Many of them have sworn to uphold our Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they themselves are the enemies. So, Michael, thank you for everything you do to help.
Dr. Stan, I very much appreciate your support of Institute on the Constitution. I very much appreciate the opportunity of being with you. What's happened, I think what people have to realize is that what's happened in America is that a revolution has occurred. We have stopped thinking and reacting and talking like Americans, and we are caught in a web of deceit and in a circumstance where we can't find our way out because we've lost the foundational principles upon which America was based, and they're not in. I guess what I would say is they're not in operational play today like they should be and like they need to be, and that's of course what Institute on the Constitution is all about. What we're trying to do is to educate people in what we would just call civics. It's a re-education or a reintroduction to those. To our heritage of our American heritage of liberty under law, which was based on certain principles and a certain worldview, and that worldview has been forced out of the culture by our major media and by the institutions, the educational institutions, everything from kindergarten all the way up through the colleges and the universities, where. Thinking like an American is not only not taught and practiced, but it's scoffed at. And I know in your introduction to your show frequently, Dr. Stan, you talked about reality is scoffed at. Well, reality is this American view, and it is scoffed at, and it is mocked. But it is, as you say in your opening. It is that which will determine the future. The future will be determined on reality, not on some surreality, which is fed to us through what I call the managed media. So we really need to get back to an American view of law and liberty and government. And regrettably, it is not modeled for us at all in the managed media, nor in its coverage of what goes on in Washington, D.C. or in our state governments. Almost everything that we hear about with Obamacare and, you know, this recent speech that was given by the president, the best thing about the speech was the gentleman who from South Carolina who said, you lie. Because, of course, he is lying. And he is misrepresenting the truth. He is misrepresenting the American view of law and liberty and government, and he's President Obama, but in the same way President Bush and others, they're really a mockery of the office, because they are promulgating a worldview that is absolutely anti-American. And the real tragedy, Dr. Stan, is that Americans don't see it and realize it, and we need to regather ourselves and recommit ourselves to the study of those principles that which would allow us to see the lie that the gentleman from South Carolina pointed out to us.
I agree with you. Well, I think you know that they've created quite a controversy, and yet if you stop and listen to what President Obama said, he kept saying, this is a lie, that's a lie, that isn't true. And, of course, everything he was saying really was itself a lie. He was saying that there are no restrictions, you know. There's certainly not going to be any death panels there. Of course there are death panels. They've already been implemented. They've already been appointed. And they are certainly were passed, certainly in the federal stimulus bill. They're called the Federal Coordinating Commission on Coordinating of Research, Evaluation. But the American people are not told that. Nobody is telling the American people. The death panels are in place. They're going to completely revise the structure of the practice of medicine and limit access for the elderly in the Medicare program. That's what this is really all about, is limiting access to health care. But the average American can't believe it. I mean, how could the president get up and tell blatant lies? Well, that's how you get things accomplished. We used to say that about Jimmy Carter. You know, you can tell when he's lying because his lips are moving. And it is not disrespectful to call somebody who is saying blatant lies, you know, just what it's doing. I think that congressman had a great deal of, I think he was emotional. It probably would have been better not to have said. But I think we need to get the information out to the American people that there are death panels. Certainly the illegal aliens will continue getting free medical care at hospitals. They're not talking about repealing those laws which require the emergency rooms to give free medical care to illegal aliens, and then they're not even allowed to report them to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. But you go ahead, Michael.
Well, sure, but isn't it interesting to understand that the story the next day in the managed media, the major media, the managed media, isn't it interesting that the story the next day was how rude the gentleman from South Carolina was, as opposed to how right he was. The story became whether or not he should apologize, whether or not he should resign, whether or not blah 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 blah. The story became his outburst, not the reason for his outburst, which should be the same reason we should all be outbursting. And we owe him a debt of gratitude for his emotional reaction, because we all should be reacting that way.
Well, I think what we have to understand, this is a standard technique. You attack the individual instead of what he said. The issue is, was he right when he said that the health care bill certainly will allow the illegal immigrants to continue getting health care, and it will, because it will not restrict the laws that we have today that say, you know, that any person can go, illegal or legal, can go to any emergency room and get free health care. The Obama administration specifically did not repeal that, so we're going to be paying for that. Certainly, people who are paying their insurance policies, their insurance payments, are going to be paying for the illegal immigrants. But we're going to demonize the congressman instead of talking about the issue. That's a standard technique.
We have to, don't you see? It's interesting and it's tragic that we really, as Americans, don't have the fortitude, the mental fortitude, it doesn't seem to stick with the point and stay on the subject. This rationing of health care that you mentioned earlier, that this bill really is all about, it's about rationing health care, isn't that really the logical outcome of the Ponzi scheme that was set in motion by FDR in the middle of the 1930s with Social Security? Social Security is a dismal failure. It, 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 it's it's wrongly conceived and horribly executed, and it's been fixed, quote unquote fixed, dozens of times so that it can make it through the next, it can limp through the next 6 months. There's no way to keep the promise of Social Security, the Ponzi scheme of Social Security, without killing off those people who would otherwise be entitled to it.
And this is what the health care bill is really all about. It's about killing off the elderly, simply depriving them of health care. And a government bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. will decide whether an older person, say over 65 years of age, will be eligible for a heart valve. After all, you know, their heart's giving out, the natural course of life. So we will not allow them to have a heart valve or reconstructive surgery. Why, they're going to die sooner or later anyway. And it'd be a lot cheaper to kill them now than later, because there really are people who are in charge of the healthcare system under President Obama who believe in population control, and one of them, of course, is Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff for President Obama. And, of course, Ezekiel Emanuel has written extensively about how terrible the Hippocratic Oath is, how terrible it is that many of our doctors are wedded to the Hippocratic Oath, that requires them to try to save human lives. And Dr. Emanuel is certainly one of the people who supports this concept of death with dignity. Well, that's why I call this the Kevorkian health care bill, not the Obama health care bill. Well, let's just open our lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for our guest. But go right ahead, Michael.
I would be particularly interested, Dr. Stan, if any of your callers see some merit to what President Obama is proposing and what's being what I would say is being forced down our throats. It would be interesting to hear someone who doesn't have some kind of vested interest or is not part of what we sometimes call the entitled classes. To make an argument for why this should exist.
I think, Michael, you have to recognize we do have problems with our health care system, but they've all come about because, first of all, of the alliance between big pharmacy and the government, and they're really almost one and the same. And, of course, we're giving people a lot of medicines which do far more harm than good. And then, of course, this whole tragic situation of spiraling costs is because of government interference in the healthcare system and taking away personal responsibility and people's responsibility for maintaining their health. There is no problem facing medicine. You know, a new government program won't make worse, and literally every problem we have today is related to the federal government interfering in the healthcare process. And when I went into medicine back in the 1960s, every community had a county hospital so that nobody went without health care, and you could pay for part of it or pay for none of it, but nobody went out without health care. They destroyed that system to bring everybody into federal control so they could implement their health care restriction, health care deprival programs. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that they could implement their control over every aspect of our lives. This is the ultimate agenda, is it not? That everything we do will be photographed, there'll be surveillance over everything we do, that whether or not we are brought to the world and when we are taken out of the world are decisions that are made by centralized authority. When I hear people on either Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or some of these major managed media shows, I hear them debating, Dr. Stan, over whether or not this plan or that plan is better or worse or good or bad or more liberal or more conservative, more progressive, more statist, whatever. You hear people like Mark Levin compare the statist to the conservatives, etc. And it seems to me that to a large extent we're missing the point. The point is not whether or not a certain proposed government program will be good or be better than the status quo. The question is it authorized? Is there authority to do it? And when we talk about whether or not something is authorized, we have to look in two spheres. The first level of authority is it the something that God has given the authority to that jurisdiction of government to do? Is it something that civil government has the authority to do? That's question number one. Question number two is, have we constitutionally authorized our government to do it? So it's two levels of review that we have to look at every program. And it's only then that we should go and debate whether or not it might be better or worse than the status quo. So we bypass the very first two most important levels, the primary levels of review, and we go on to the minutia, and we get caught up in the details. And as my friend Howard Phillips used to say to me, if you miss the principle and you get caught up in the details, you'll always lose in the details.
And you'll never
win in the details.
You're absolutely right, Michael. This is totally unconstitutional, and the people who are debating this back and forth never mention the Constitution. We have a law in our land that makes us different than any other country. It's based upon the Constitution, and there is no place there for the federal government to be involved in providing health care. People say, but isn't it wonderful we're providing patients, you know, health care for the senior citizens, we're providing pensions for the senior citizens. Well, yes, it's very, very nice. It's unconstitutional. And the only way this system's going to continue to work is to start killing off the elderly because there's not enough money. If we stayed by the Constitution, we would not be facing the prospect of a subtle program of genocide, which is exactly what this program is going to be all about.
It's precisely what it is, and it's inevitable that would be what it is. If you think back of the false promises that were made by FDR and many of the presidents since, and many of the programs since, that promised something for nothing. You can't give out all of these benefits and keep taxing the future without it coming due at some point. And when it comes due, the only logical thing that can happen is you must ration and therefore kill off the beneficiaries. And this program of death counseling, they're actually asking us to kill off ourselves. It's beyond the pale.
Well, basically, over the next 75 years, Medicare has underfunded $37 trillion. $37 terrifying trillion dollars. The only solution is to kill off the elderly. There really are people like Dr. Zeke Emanuel, Chief Medical Advisor President Obama, who wants to kill off people. He has openly come out and criticized the Hippocratic Oath. That says that doctors should never kill their patients. Don't you feel good to know that he's in charge of your medical care? Michael, go right ahead. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Dr. Stan, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be with you. Let me tell people just a little bit about Institute on the Constitution. You can find out about Institute on the Constitution by going to iotconline.com. What we are is an educational outreach. It began as an educational outreach of my law firm, Peruke & Peruke, my brother and myself in Pasadena, Maryland. And we started to study the Constitution because we realized that we didn't know the foundational principles of law and liberty and government. And even though we were dedicated and we had taken an oath to uphold them, we realized our own ignorance, and so we started studying. That grew into what's now a nationwide program, Dr. Stan, of education for folks so that they can understand the foundational principles of American law and government and hold their elected representatives and the appointed representatives accountable to their oaths of office. We can't do that. We can't hold them to their oaths of office, and we won't know whether they're doing what's right or wrong or legitimate, what's authorized, unless we know the rules. And so Institute on the Constitution is a way that we can systematically learn the rules of American law and government and help to restore the American Republic by knowing our civics, knowing our rule of law, and holding our representatives accountable to it. We produce courses which you can find out about online, which you can go to iotconline.com or call us at 866-970-9796. 866-970-9796. And IOTCOnline.com. We stand ready to stand beside you. I got a letter today from a group in Mississippi that had graduated 35 people from a class they'd been taking using our materials. This just warms my heart, Dr. Stan, that people all over America are relearning these principles and recommitting themselves to the American view of law and government. We need to do that so that we can stand up against the New World Order and its agents like Bush and Obama and the people from the Council on Foreign Relations, etc. We need to know the rules or else we won't be armed. We won't have the tools we need to defend ourselves and defend our families.
And I think really what's so interesting is you have organizations and setting up these study programs all across the country, and we never read about it in the major media. Why? They don't even attack you. Why? Because the last thing they want is for the American people to know that there are groups out there that are learning about the Constitution, and we're already in a race against time. Can we get enough people acquainted with our form of government to preserve it? We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Michael Perutka from the Institute on the Constitution. Michael, I want you to get out your telephone number and your web page one more time.
Sure. It's 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796. Let me say it one more time. So, 1-866-730-9796. And our website is IOTCOnline.com. It stands for Institute on the Constitution, IOTCOnline.com. Dr. Stan, in the next couple of days, we'll have up, I gave a talk last Friday night on interposition. It's something that's very important for people to know about. So in the next day or so, that talk will be online so that you can access it and see it yourself. Again, IOTCOnline.com. Thank you. We need to pass on the blessings of liberty to our children.
God bless. Thanks very much, Michael. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. Well, that was Michael Perutka, certainly one of our favorite guests, and a man who's totally dedicated to preserving our freedom. And he invested a tremendous amount of his own money in this. What are you willing to invest to preserve freedom? Because, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is never free. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of 60 stations, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You can subscribe to our newsletter or perhaps just to get some of our products. But the important thing is to tell other people about what's going on. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you about the all-day conference on the 25th of October. We'll be serving lunch, so you need reservations. And we're bringing in speakers from all over the country. In fact, we're bringing in a speaker from Great Britain, but it should be a great talk. It's going to start early in the morning and go until late in the evening. We're savoring lunch and hope to see you there. And then, of course, we have a great new 4-CD set on the swine flu vaccine, a great new 4-CD set on the shack. What about this idea of actually killing people, an organized program of killing? Well, you really need to hear my talk on the population control. It's entitled A Planned Population Reduction. There's another talk called None Dare Call It Genocide, and a video called Population Control. There's a 4-tape set on population control that goes into the background of why they outlawed DDT. It was the safest insecticide we've ever had, but it was saving the lives of so many people. They were dying of malaria, so we've outlawed DDT, so it can't be used anywhere in the world. And this has recently been done by the World Health Organization. It'll be illegal to manufacture it. Why? Because it saves human lives. They're poisoning our food with GMO food, and certainly it's sterilizing the animals that take it. Chickens, there's a new article, you check it out on the Internet. Commercial chickens will not eat GMO corn. They're a lot smarter than people. We have a 4-tape set on genetically modified food and several books by Jeffrey Smith. You can call our 800 number and get their titles. And you need to read these books to understand we are poisoning our population. They're doing it intentionally. That's why they've stored the seeds up above the Arctic Circle, the seeds for corn and for soy and for all the other major crops. Why are they storing them there? Why, of course, when they have wiped out the population and wiped out all the crops, then they can start in all over again. Who's funding it? Why, the Rockefeller Foundation, dedicated to population control. Bill Gates, dedicated to population control. Monsanto, that's destroying the entire corn crop of the world. You cannot get corn hardly any place that has not been contaminated with, of course, the pollen